Hey, welcome to the show. It is me, your girl Laborly. If you're wondering why I'm kind of giddy right now, it's because Doc just put this up and it was not a part of our
Okay, thanks, babe. I appreciate you so much.
This was not, well, it was, but it was for later, but Doc beat me to the point, but it's still for later. It is my babies. It is my ambitious ones. It is. Hold on. So let me start over. It is me, your girl Laborly, aka Cat Lee. And
you have now tuned in to Ambitiously the Podcast.
I don't think I was ready. But Doc made me ready, so we're ready. We're ready to talk about some things. Again, I am saving that for the latter of the show. hi, Doc, baby. Because we got much to talk about. But it is Media Monday. It is AU Big Purr. AU Big Purr. Doc said our audio and visual is good, so we're good. So much. They never make my life boring, and I appreciate them for that. And if you're wondering who the they is, I'm talking about these celebrities. They make a girl's life very, very productive, and I appreciate them for that. If you would like to join the conversation, drop a comment so we could put it on the screen and low-key shout you out. You can call in or you can text. The number is 443-850-4828. 443-850-4828. Or you can ask me to drop the link. And I might, if you're on your best behavior. I said that's a big might. Because some of y'all don't know how to act. So I'm picking and choosing. And you might have to say why you coming up here from now on, because I don't trust none of y'all. If you want to contact us for any reason, contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Know that when I do play videos, I have permission. I just don't play random videos. I only play videos that I have permission to play. Like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. We need every like, every share, and every subscription that we can get. And check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com, www.ambitiouslyent.com. And we will get to the rest later. It's a lot going on in this world of entertainment. It's a lot going on. But I thought we'd start with her, and I never, ever talk about her. What? Well, I do, but only when it's newsworthy. I don't make it a point to talk about everything. But I feel like this is newsworthy, so let's get into it. Nicki Minaj and Kenneth Patty on the hook for $500,000 over security guard suit. We don't really get too many court cases with both her and him involved. Usually it's just him, but this time they're both involved. So check me out real quick. So Nicki Minaj and Kenneth Petty were accused of ambushing a security guard with violence a couple of years back. So this happened a little while ago. And it appears they ignored the lawsuit. Can't ignore them. Because they now owe money. That's why you can't ignore these lawsuits. The rapper and her husband had a default judgment entered against them on Friday in Los Angeles County Superior Court. This after a judge said they failed to respond to the lawsuit. Oh, and this is a pretty hefty sum. As a result, Nicki and Kenneth now have to pay up in the amount of $503,000 $318.02. So it's definitely over 500,000. So Kenneth and Nikki were sued by a guy named Thomas Mendenmuller, who alleged Patty and Minaj roughed him up in 2019 at a concert she did in Germany. What? I'm sorry, y'all. I got my plant in the way because I'll tell y'all about that later, but yeah. Drop that 500K bag off in 2 cents. So at the time, the gentleman claimed that Nikki had berated one of his security guards working under him and says that he went to her to address it, at which point he alleged that she threw a shoe at him. He says he dodged it. However, the guy alleged Kenneth was waiting in the wings. Okay. So the gentleman also claimed that Kenneth socked him in the face and broke his jaw. What? He alleged he had 8 different surgeries to fix the damage, and he sued in 2022 for hefty medical bills. People have been reaching out to Nikki and her camp, and so far, no word back. Listen, I'm not going to say I don't believe it. I'm not going to say that I do believe it. I am going to say, hi, mother-in-law. Oh, my mother-in-law's in the... Shout out to Miss Rebecca Marcus. Hi. I ain't married. Didn't even want her sons, but that's my mother-in-law for life. I'm not going to say that I don't believe this. I'm going to say that I do believe this, and I'm going to tell you why. It's been said, everybody already knows the alleged behavior of Miss Minaj, as y'all know her. And they say she's not a really nice girl. So the throwing her shoe at him thing, I kind of believe on a low. I could kind of believe that. And then I can also believe that Kenneth followed suit. I can believe all of this. Now, do we know it to be true? Absolutely not. This is alleged. Everything that we've just read was alleged. But do I believe it? I do. Miss Patty outside, apparently. Thugging it out. And here's the thing, too. So, never mind, she's from Queens or whatever. Then she got this dude who's a little bit off his rocker. And it's like that put the battery in her back to feel like she could carry it a little bit worse than what she was already carrying it before he came along. So, yeah, I believe it. I believe it. So, let's move forward. But I believe it. And apparently the judge said, whether I believe it or not, you didn't come to court, so you got to pay up. So now they got to pay that man $500,000 and some change. I guess you better pay up. That's all I'm saying. So let's talk about this Kendrick Lamar alleged diss towards Drake and J. Cole. And some even added in Big Sean. I don't know if he was a part of the conversation, but we're going to get to it. So Kendrick Lamar took some shots at both Drake and J. Cole this week. With yet another sneaky feature. it's clear he doesn't consider them to be in his league. The diss was heard on Future and Metro Boomin's new album, We Don't Trust You. Where Kendrick is featured on a track called Like That. I did, if you follow me on social media, that verse was hard. I don't care what you say. That verse was hard. Oh my gosh. I felt it. Whatever. Kendrick, so the joint is called Like That. He goes in on Jersey and Cole in a verse where it's obvious he's talking about them. Kendrick didn't take too kindly to Drake and Cole's first person shooter song that launched their joint tour, where Cole and Drake were very kumbaya and buddy buddy. K-Dot kind of spat in both of their faces rapping, yeah, get up with me. I can't cuss yet. So F, sneak dissing, first person shooter. I hope they came with three switches. Oh my gosh. Kendrick Lamar continues. I think I don't drop a location, which I swear I promise. All right. I won't drop a location. I still got PTSD. MFers, the big three, Ninja, it's just big me. That was the hardest. I swear to God, the way he said it, the vibe. Oh my gosh. I felt it in my soul, and I swear I've been saying that all day. Like, fuck. I can't even. After big three, it's just big me, and that's it. But whatever. Let's keep it moving. That was a hard verse, though. He said, Ninja, bum, what? I really like that. And the best work is a light pack. I mean, and your best work is a light pack. He said, y'all lightweight. Y'all lightweight. He said, Ninja, Prince outlived Mike Jack. If you know anything, Prince did outlive Michael Jackson, but not by much, but he did outlive Michael Jackson. And if you need a reference, Drake has been running around saying that he was the Michael Jackson of this whole thing right now. Yes, okay. So let me bring y'all up to speed. He said, Ninja bum for all your dogs getting buried. Ooh, definitely no subliminal. Kendrick is going straight at Drake and Cole. So, remember on Drake and Cole's first person shooter duet, Cole rap, love when they argue the hardest MCs, isn't it? Is it K-Dot? Is it Aubrey? Dang, did that just, okay, yeah, it did. Just disrespectful. I was reading. So he said, love when they argue who's the artist MC. Is it K-Dot? Is it Aubrey? Or is it me? We the big three. Like, we started a league. But right now, I'm Muhammad Ali. So, obviously, Kendrick was coming for that. Right there. So, Drake decided to cut Kendrick out of the equation in his verse. Who the GOAT? All right, here's Drake's vote. Who the GOAT? Who you itches really rooting for? Like a kid that act bad from January to November. Ninjas, it's just you and Cole. So now Kendrick is saying, ain't no three GOATs. There's only one, and that's him. Fans are scrambling, you know. To know what went wrong. I don't think you need to scramble. I think we already know what went wrong when they did that song. And he felt some kind of way about it. But then on top of that, how they going to bring Prodigy into this situation? This is what I want to know. So, Future and Metro Boomin, Prodigy spicy interview heats up Drake beef on an album. So Future and Metro Boomin knew the late great prodigy of Mobb Deep. Do y'all need to leave him out of this conversation? But this is how I personally feel. Wasn't the kind of guy to mince words. He wasn't. No, he wasn't. So they tossed some of his incredible disrespectful audio to fuel the new album that slanders Drake and J. Cole. Y'all, do not add Prodigy to y'all situation. He is no longer here. He don't have nothing to do with what y'all got going on. And I would like it very much if you left him out of it. I'm not even going to continue this story because I just don't like that y'all bringing him into it. Leave Prodigy out of y'all bulk crap conversation. I can use, oh, great, thank you, because I've been trying. It's been hard. Let me see what you said. No, we already talked about ain't alleged K-Dot had them in his sights. He did. He was ready. And I ain't gonna lie, that verse was hard. And I love me some J. Cole. Not I'm all right with Drake, but I love me some J. Cole, but I also love me some Kendrick Lamar. So this is interesting. This is very titillating to me. But what I'm gonna say is leave Prodigy out of y'all bullshit. That's all I'm saying. That verse was solid. It was. It was hard. I used it today to promote this show. Cause I ain't no big three, homie. It's just big me. What? That was a hard ass verse. Like, I don't need y'all niggas to ride with me. I don't need all of that. I got this on my own. And that's what he was saying. I don't need y'all niggas. I don't need y'all to tell me whether or not I'm great. I'm great anyway. But then, that's what he was saying. I'm sorry. Hey, big girl. I'm sorry. I got excited about that. It got me a little. Got me a little excited. But that's what he said. Three niggas just big me. What are you saying? Sometimes you gotta let them know. It's just me. I got this by myself. I came on this planet by myself, and I'm gonna leave this planet by myself. And so whatever I'm dealing with, I just gotta deal with it by myself. But I don't need you niggas. And I love J. Cole. Don't ever get it twisted. I got his album sitting behind. I love J. Cole. But a hard verse is a hard verse, and I'm just always going to respect a hard-ass verse. But what I will say is Future and Metro Boomin, leave Prodigy out of this bullshit. He ain't got nothing to do with what y'all got going on. Y'all know I don't play about my Mobb Deep. Prodigy is no longer with us. I've probably seen one of his last shows. But leave Prodigy out of this. That's my point. He don't got nothing to do with this. All right, so let's move on. What's going on at the White House? I'm glad I waited to say what I got to say about this shit. Towards the end. Because listen, I do not need my... Okay. So Glorilla... never thought in a million years, that's how they spelled, that she'd be partying at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. But that was the Memphis rapper's real life as she met President Biden face to face. And I don't know who is on my phone, but whatever. But on the heels of the White House visit, Glo went to CNN to talk about whether it would impact her vote. And the FNF rapper told Laura Coates she was basically just at the White House for the vibes. When asked about possibly campaigning, she said, that ain't got nothing to do with me. See, here's the problem that I have with how... I don't know how I'm going to word this. I think I'm going to try to, I'm going to put it the best way that I know. When these political motherfuckers think that they're going to bring in these artists because they think it's going to sway them. Because that's how little they think of us. They don't think that we pay attention to the politics. They don't think that we pay attention to the things that are going on with our people, with the people around us, with the people who are, they don't think we pay attention. Never mind. Well, now, really more so now than ever. And I had a major thing to say about this. Let's not get it twisted because everybody, y'all, they went to the White House. Okay, how many before them have been to the White House? This is, Fat Joe has been to the White House. Beyonce and Jay-Z have been to the White House. Anybody you could think, Miles Davis, Cicely Tyson have been to, this is something that has been going on for years because they think that these people that we deem are as celebrities influence our thought process in voting. And this is where they get the game messed up. These people don't influence how I vote. Your actions influence how I vote. Never mind, they was playing Sexy Red with HBCUs visiting the White House. That bothered me a bit much, too. Like, is this what you think of us? Is this what it has come down to? This is how you think of us. Never mind our predecessors. Never mind our Dr. Martin Luther Kings and our Malcolm X's and our Corettas. And you think you can play some ratchet music and this is going to influence our votes? Well, here I'm here to tell you that demographic that you're trying to target, they're usually not the ones that go in and place the votes. And take it a step further, we know that our votes really don't count. We know that the collegiate votes are the ones that matters. So y'all already know who y'all want to be in there. And we just a pawn on the chessboard. We're not rooks. We're not freaking knights. We're not queens. We're not bishops. We're the pawn on the chessboard. But y'all, for some strange reason, think that these antics mean something to us. They don't mean anything to the people that really care about the progression of this country. I don't listen to Sexy Red. I don't listen to Glorilla. And Lola, I like her, but she barely skating. Like, these are not the antics that you use to get to the people that really, really care. But I digress. So now, if I made a White House visit, the last thing that I want to hear is some Sexy Red. I don't care about Glorilla being there. I really don't care about you playing Jill Scott. I don't care what kind of music you play at all. I worry about whether or not the legislation is right. I worry about whether or not my child is going to have a future within this country. Or do we need to move to another country where she has a brighter future? These are the things that I worry about because I feel like we were born in this country. Why shouldn't we have a great and bright and productive future in this country? And Sexy Red ain't going to do it. She got lip glosses named after STDs. Why would I listen to a chick like her? But I get because I'm not going to lie. I've seen a few situations like where they announced, like even here, I'm going to give my city, for example, I'm at HBCU in my city where they announced who was performing for the homecoming. And when they said Sexy Red, I ain't gonna lie, them young dummies was excited. But they aren't generally the people that go and vote. You know why they aren't the people that go and vote? Because they are in the majority of thinking, the majority of people that think that their votes don't count. So how you grab us? make us feel like what we're going to vote for counts. Pass legislation that makes us feel comfortable about the people that we have elected. You want to keep your seat? Do your fucking job. It's that simple. Bringing Glorilla to the White House is not going to make me be like, oh, I want to vote for Biden and Kamala. No, fuck that. Stupid. It's some stupid shit. I'm trying to hurry up because I do want to get to these updates real quick. Azealia Banks says that Beyonce is pandering to whites and Taylor Swift. But her country checks suck. I hate to hear how she gonna feel about her rock and roll tracks. I think I just start with that. Beyonce is adamant her Country Carter isn't a country album, but Azealia Banks needs further convincing. The outspoken artist is so on one. Her rant is overshadowing the album announcement on social media. Azealia uploaded a B in the past, but is now convinced that her ex black girl superhero is putting on a do-si-do front for Caucasian Grammy voters just to snag the exclusive album of the year. Now, if y'all remember, oh my gosh, this album has been doing the most. Hold on. In an audio recording, she also accused Beyonce of, oh my gosh, you know, kissing up to Taylor Swift and claims that she no longer setting trends in the music industry. Azealia basically wrote a short story that reads in part, while we didn't even try to put even a little effort into more artistic title. I think that when Beyonce dropped this album, listen, I don't think everybody was ready for it. Nobody's ever ready for the black girl to, you know, try to jump into other areas of expertise. What I will say is this, though, to Azealia, and yeah, she, in essence, I don't think that Azealia Banks is all the way wrong. Maybe she feel like if I drop these other kinds of artistic point of views, maybe then in turn, eventually I will get album of the year. I'm not saying that that's not true, because I don't know what Beyonce is thinking, and I don't think Azealia knows what Beyonce is thinking. But what I know is this. Country music don't belong to them. Rock music don't belong to them. They took it, we let them take it, and we just said have it. As far as country music is concerned, I said this before and I'll say this again. The girl was born in Houston, Texas. She is a country girl. And if you're from the South, if you are from the South, not move from the North to the South, if you are from the South, what you know is growing up, you were limited on how many radio stations you had that played hip hop and R&B. You had a lot of radio stations, on the other hand, that played country music and rock music. So if she happens to walk over there, I don't have no beef, because I know where she is. I know what she is and where she came from. My peoples reside in North Carolina and Texas, honey. I'm telling you, I get it. You feel me? Like, this is my lineage. So, but you would have to be from the deep South to understand what that looks like for us. I don't have no beef with the Beyonce if she is pandering to them because she wants Album of the Year, possibly because she's won every other Grammy. She has more Grammys than anybody else. Azealia Banks, you wish you had the Grammys that the girl has, but if that's what she's doing, that's what she's doing. And that is her own business. I'm a firm believer in mind the business that pays you. Is Beyonce business paying you? Is Beyonce business getting you a Grammy? No. It's not doing nothing for you. Mind the business that pays you, and apparently you haven't been paying, you haven't been minding that business enough. So that's that. And I did good, because, I got enough time to unpack what's going on. Yeah, Doc. You know, I always be telling people stay in their lanes, and she not. I'm like, what does Beyonce's business got to do with you, girl? Where your hit songs at? Where your Grammys at? Mind the business that pays you, and not my monkey and not my circus. Really, why are you in that girl's business? You always got something to say about everybody else's business but your own. Where are your albums? Where are your big fan? Because the last time I checked, the last show you did, you lost a big fan base, but whatever. All right, listen, it's going down. I wasn't sure. I wanted to make sure, but it's going down. So, apparently, they have raided Diddy's... Let me make sure this is turned down. They have raided Diddy's homes. Not one home. Not two homes, but three homes. The New York one, the Los Angeles one, and the Miami one. Apparently, in raiding his homes, his children were a part of that process. I hate to hear that, but they do have pictures of Justin in handcuffs. I'm not sure if that's Quincy, but Justin is definitely in handcuffs, and Christian was definitely in handcuffs as well. Them two for sure are Justin and Christian. And they're saying that he, while all of this was going down, was on the plane, on his way to, hold on, because I don't want to, okay, so as these raids were going on, he was going from Antigua to Barbuda. And apparently one of these countries has an extradition law. I don't know what's going on right now, but what I will say is I cannot wait to finish reading, getting back into this case on Wednesday, because it's going down. It's going down. And like I said, they had two of his sons hemmed up at the household. So that's what it is. And they were in cuffs, handcuffs, hands behind me. They were in cuffs. I don't know where the girls are at. I hope that they're safe and that they are sound. But I will say for sure, they had Justin Dior Combs in handcuffs. And Christian, you lucky I don't know your middle name, Combs, in handcuffs as well. Oh, I wish I knew his middle name, because I feel bad just saying his brother's middle name without saying his middle name. It's really going down in a bad way. Right? Listen, it is definitely going... Doc, it is definitely going down. And you know what's crazy? This is one of those cases that I've been reading that we haven't had any kind of conviction or anything on. We have civil lawsuits, but we don't have like criminal lawsuits. So if they are raiding his homes, what the question is, this is my question for the night. What do you think they're rating his homes behind? Do you think they're rating his homes behind these cases of trafficking? Or do you think they're rating his home behind? I don't think they, because I just don't see him being dumb enough to keep any evidence of him being connected to Pac or Biggie's demise. So I'm going to go with the trafficking because it just makes more sense in my head. But they definitely raided his homes today, which is more. Okay, so the reports say trafficking because it just didn't make sense for the other cases. Because one is, why would did he keep any evidence behind those situations anyway? And then with the Keefe D situation, what has been said is that Puffy gave the money to Zip and Zip kept the money and started a nightclub. So therefore, that would alleviate him from any criminal charges when it comes to that situation. But it could have been, oh, well, you said the report is saying it's trafficking. It could be, it definitely, if this, that's what they're reporting, then that's what I'm going to go with. But in my mind, it could have been the studio situation that Chelsea recorded. I mean, I said Chalice recording studio as well, because nobody has, that hasn't come to light either, which we're going to get back into that when we come back on What and Why Wednesday. But they said that they, okay, Barbuda has no extradition law. So if he went from Antigua to there, then he might
be doing a Russell Simmons.
Could be, just waiting to see what happens next. He might be doing a Russell Simmons right now, though. Going to somewhere that has no extradition laws kind of helps you out. That's why Russell Simmons went where he went at, because he knew that they had no extradition laws, so they couldn't bring him back here to try him for anything because they weren't going to extradite him to the United States. And it sounds like this is what happens when you get money, when you get men with money who do a lot of foul stuff. They try to get out of here as fast as they can. Black men specifically. White men just think it's okay and they're going to be all right and they try to stay here. But black men be like, nah, I'm out of here. And they try to get out of here. They try to shoot out of here. Crazy times for real. It is. I never thought that I would see this happen. Like, it blew my mind. And I all the headlines were popping up, well, pretty much all day. But as I was preparing for the show, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I cannot save this for Wednesday. As much as I wanted to, I could not save it for Wednesday because they got this man's children in handcuffs. And he left. So think about that. They got his children in handcuffs and he's on a plane to a country where he can't be extradited. So that means to show that with that Sean situation, maybe what they saying is true, that Sean really wasn't the culprit and Diddy was. Maybe J-Lo really did pass it. I'm not saying this is alleged, but maybe J-Lo did grab the blicky out her purse and hand it to him, and then he went off. And then Sean took the charge because he's leaving his own children behind and he's out of here. Like, that's crazy to me. That's crazy to me. It makes sense, but it's crazy to me. It's crazy. Like, so never mind you brought them into your shenanigans. But then when shit hits the fan, you just leave them behind and just hop on a plane and go where you gonna go. That's insane. That's fucking insane. And I promise you, if they get charged with anything, they're never gonna forgive you, sir. So, I mean, it's your demise anyway, but it's really your demise when your children hate you. And them girls gonna start asking questions too. which I feel like they should. And they're at the age now where they can. But again, Justin Dior Combs was in handcuffs today. Christian Combs was in handcuffs today. And I'm not sure if that was Quincy on the ground, but perhaps Quincy too. It's nuts. It's bananas. And I cannot believe it. I can't tell if that's Quincy, but I can definitely tell. That can definitely for a shadow of a fact tell that that's Justin Dior Combs and Christian Combs. And that's that. So, you know what I mean? That's that. But child, this is an interesting situation. I'm sorry, y'all. I got a message while I was in the middle of this, but interesting situation. Oh. Y'all left his children behind, like, fuck it. Y'all just gotta take the charge. What the hell is going on? He's split like the bananas. Yo, is not playing. Yo, out of here. And said, fuck my kids. Fuck them kids. He said, fuck them kids for real. Because he out of here, but his children are in handcuffs. That's insane, y'all. That goes to show it be your own family. It be your own family, y'all. Can't trust nobody out this nigga. Oh my gosh. Puppy done left his children behind and split. Oh my gosh. He said, fuck them kids for real. I am about to get to the love notes. I'm happy about the love notes tonight, but listen. Did Puppy say, fuck them kids for real? Oh my gosh. Oh my goodness. Okay. I cannot believe it. This is some titillating news. I don't know. He said, fuck them kids and left them behind. Got on a plane and y'all out of here. And fuck them kids. Fuck the yacht, he did. By sons. He did. I felt like I was the only one to say, I felt like he was saying, fuck them kids. But he said, fuck them kids. And just, okay. He made like a banana and split. Doc said he made like a banana and split. What? This is insane. I wasn't ready for this type of news today, but you know, it is what it is. But he said, fuck them kids. I'm out of here. Okay. I'm sorry. If I was flabbergasted a little bit, I'm sorry. Y'all, I want to give a big shout out to anybody who watches from Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Anybody who is not standing with Diddy on this fuck them kids tip, because that's what I really feel like he... What the fuck? What the fuck? You bring him into your mayhem and then you say, fuck them kids? Diddy, really? Oh, now I really want to finish going through your cases because you on one. Anyway, but I want to show you, I love y'all. I love y'all so much. Shout out to my mother-in-law, who is not really my mother-in-law, because I don't want y'all to get, I didn't get married. But I love her to death. I will forever love her. Shout out to my fellow Libra, Miss Rebecca Marcus. I love her for life, and she know I did. If you're watching from YouTube, Facebook, or Twitch, again, thank you for all of the love. But these people right here, then I'm about to show the love to these people out of my listening audience. They download, we got a new country, by the way. They download, they show love. I would do cities, but it's too many of y'all for me to break it down to cities. Trust me, I've tried to figure out a way to, but I can't. It's too many of y'all. So I go country by country, but these people, they love me and I love them back. Wait, Holly, I'm just saying, he said, fuck them kids. I cannot. he said, fuck them kids. What? All right. But yeah, I love these people because they come through and they show love and they download, and I appreciate them so much. This is why we are definitely well over 10,000 downloads at this point. I haven't even showed the list of how many, what our numbers look like, but I'm gonna just say that we are well over 10,000 downloads. So that for me is enough right there for me to come in and show these people love. And so let's get to it. Love notes. How we came to the name Love Notes. I used to call it love. Doc used to call it show notes. We used to go back and forth like, no, it's love, it's show notes, whatever. He also said I had a stack of papers the size of a composition notebook. It was not. It wasn't. But it was a lot of papers. And we went green. We don't have that anymore. And now we've come to the compromise where we just call it love notes. And so it is what it is. And we do have a new addition to the team. So without further ado, it's all love. And thank you for all of the love, man. I love you guys so much. Shout out to my top six, the United States, the United Kingdom, India, France, Canada, and Belgium, baby, specifically Brussels and specifically Paris. Hi, babies. I love you. Thank you so much. Russia, Indonesia, Japan, New Zealand, Australia, Turkey, Switzerland, Germany, Mexico, Austria, Philippines, and Kenya. Hi, bookies. I love you. I love you. Pakistan, Romania, South Africa, Nigeria, Brazil, Netherlands, Singapore, Spain, Ireland, and Nepal. I love you all. I do, babies. Thank you so much for the love. Mauritius, Israel, Hong Kong, China, Poland, Tunisia, Venezuela, baby, Czech Republic, Portugal, and Morocco. Habus, I love you too. Thank you for the love. Oh my gosh. Ghana, Finland, Cameroon, and Lithuania, baby. What? This is insane. And I love you for it. Thank you so much for the love. Oh my gosh. You guys are amazing. You guys are incredible. And I thank you. Thank you, Mo. You gotta come a little bit early and say you can get down with the get down. Because this show is all about to be over. But Lithuania, hi, honeys. Welcome. Thank you for joining. Our listening vibes. Oh man, it's everything. Oh man. Sometimes I get sidetracked by the things that are going on here in the studio. But what I will say is this, man, you guys are incredible. And thank you for all of the love. I do gotta play this one good time. For the one time, sorry. I'll be right back. Oh my gosh, Lithuania. Hi, honey. I know a gentleman from Lithuania. He was a sweetheart, too. He was amazing. I like to meet people from other parts of the world, but I'll be right back. Hi, my ambitious ones. I'm so excited to talk to you about Transcending Sound and their amazing aromatherapy product line. It's like you get a lot for your buck with them. With each candle or wax melt scent, it comes with a playlist. That's crazy, right? Each playlist is based in hip-hop, R&B, and or jazz. One of my favorites is called Fly Love Song. I burn it on a regular. It's a grown and mature scent with a 4 hour and some change playlist to go along with it. Now, the smell. You get touches of jasmine, amber, sandalwood, and musk. Oh my goodness, it smells so good. I highly recommend. So if you're big on aromatherapy like I am and you love hip-hop, R&B, and jazz, this is where you need to be. So make sure you use our discount code AMBITIOUSLY15 to receive 15% off of your purchase at checkout. It's a vibe. Catch that vibe. Little aromatherapy and some good music to go along with it. You can't lose. AU Big Power. Y'all, Diddy said, fuck them kids. This is crazy. We worldwide, and when the world is Diddy.
I don't know what's going on right now.
This makes me feel like the fat, because y'all know the fat don't be just running up in your spot unless they got some proof. They ran up in this nigga's spot. So is everything, all the court documents that we've been going through, is that true? Like, I'm just so, I don't know. He said, fuck them kids. Top flight, catch the vibes, and don't get extradited. Bye-bye, kids. I mean, I know that the boys are grown men, but what about the girls? They're not grown yet. They're still teenagers. He got three girls who are still teenagers and a baby who is an infant, like a toddler, maybe a toddler now. Her name is Love Combs. Like, what about her? You just gonna fuck them kids? Oh my gosh. What the hell is going on? I just don't know. I don't know. Oh my gosh, y'all. You can always join the conversation or drop a comment. We love those. You can call in or you can text. Let's just make sure we don't have any text messages because we definitely ain't getting no phone calls. No text. Oh, well, maybe. What about the baby? You love her too? Like you said, fuck her too? I hope she was at her mom's house. Oh my gosh. But you can call in 443-850-4828. 443-850-4828. He say, fuck them kids. Or you can ask me to drop the link and I will. I would like for people to join the conversation, especially on Wednesday, because this is going to be very interesting as we read further into this case. Because he said, fuck them kids. Like, it's crazy. If you want to contact us for any reason at all, sponsorships, advertisement, you just want to say hi, you got some leads on some stuff that's going on that I'm not on top of, even though I'm on top of a lot of things. Yeah, just hit us up. contact@ambitiouslyent.com. contact@ambitiouslyent.com. I do not just randomly play videos. Those videos have to be sent to me for me to play them. That way I have permission to play them. On Fridays, I do not tell my DJ what to put in his mixes. He puts whatever he wants to put in his mixes, and I play it, and that's all there's to it. Other than that, I'm sorry if you don't like what you're hearing. It's not my problem. Sounds like a you problem and not a me problem. Remember to like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. Otherwise, though, every like, every share, every subscription, it feels so good. It feels so good. Join our coffee community. We are trying to get, I would like to talk to y'all about what's going on. I need to talk to some people about what's happening. So join our coffee community, coffee.com/ambitiouslyent. I need to talk to y'all about what's happening. This is extraordinary, but crazy at the same time. Check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com, www.ambitiouslyent.com. Big shout out to our DJ, whom I do not tell him what to put in his mixes and never will. I like for him to be his creative self because I'm my creative self over here. So why should I restrict him to, confine him to what it is that no, we're creative beings and let us be. Let us know how you feel about the mixes though. He does like to hear those kind of things. And if you would like to donate, $LURLUCIDITY. Why? Lure Lucidity, to lure them in. Clearly, that's actually a marketing agency. But I just haven't made a Cash App for Ambitiously ENT because I'm maybe a little bit lazy sometimes. Maybe a little bit. Then he said, fuck them kids, yo. He said, fuck the big three. That's exactly what he said. Like, he knew that was going to drop, and then that's when he was like, yeah, nigga, fuck the big three. Just big three. Fuck them kids. No, fuck the big three. Fuck the big six. He got six of them motherfuckers. Although one is Albie Shore's son. But the other five is his. What about the baby? Love, baby, love. Her name is Love Combs. What about her? How the fuck he? Oh my God, she not even grown yet to know what's going on. By the time she get old enough to soak in all this shit, she gonna be like, that nigga left me behind too. He said, fuck them kids. Listen, I don't know what he got going on, but it's a lot to talk about. So we will get back to, hopefully we'll get some more insight by Wednesday too. We will be getting back into this puffy soap opera that has arisen. This, you don't need to watch the stories in a day. Just watch this shit. It's the stories enough. It's a lot going on in there. I swear it's a lot going on in there. I swear it is. What is going on? He said, fuck them kids. I'm out of here. Fuck all them kids. I'm out. Oh my gosh. Doc, what is going on? I wasn't ready. I don't think I was ready for this today. Like, he said, fuck them kids. What? Let's hope he ain't say fuck them kids. That'll be fucked up. What about the baby? She ain't even old enough. She not even old enough to register this shit. She just came into the equation. Maybe she just about to turn a year old. Oh, what the fuck is going on? What about them three girls? So no, it would still be six, because even though Quincy is not his, he got Justin. I don't know, because they say Justin's not his either. They say Justin is Wolf's son, but I'ma just, for, because that's the person. So you got Justin, Christian, the twins, and the other sister by Sarah, and then Love. So he still got six. What the hell is going on? Oh my God, I don't know what's happening. What I do know is all the shit that he's done over the years is finally catching up to his ass. That's what I do know. That's what I do know. What the fuck is going on? I wasn't ready. I wasn't. But with that being said, mind your business. Except for on Media Mondays like today, we just got all in diddy business and shit. And he said, fuck them kids. But mind your business, except for on Media Mondays. The tap in, sometimes I might expose my business. And Wet and Wyatt Wednesdays, where I'm definitely telling your business. If you got a court case, you just would hope that they... I don't get it. That's all I'm going to tell you. We also get into other taboo conversation. But here lately, we've been more wired than wet. So it is what it is. But, oh, did he say, fuck them kids? Don't do what Diddy did. Love your babies, hug your babies, encourage your babies, tell your babies that they are the greatest of all times. Tell them that they can be anything that they want to be, and not what you want them to be, but what they want to be. And just encourage them to be great. Tell them that they are the GOAT, the greatest of all times. That's all. But don't do what Diddy did and say, fuck them kids. That's fucked up. If they want to work for NASA, then tell them to be the best astronaut, engineer, receptionist, janitor, secretary, whatever it is that they want to do. We don't know. It's NASA. They work with space. That's all we do know. If they want to work for NASCAR, tell them to be the best NASCAR driver, pit boss, commentator, or whatever the hell else they want to, you know, whatever the else they do over there in NASCAR. They drive really fast. That's all I need to know. That's all we need to know. But at the end of the day, tell them that they are the GOAT, the greatest of all times. They need that encouragement. Don't be like Diddy. and say fucked up kids. We didn't put the telescope together yet. We're gonna get it together. We waiting for the weather to figure out what it's gonna be. This weather here in Baltimore is bipolar. We don't know if it's spring, fall, or winter. It definitely ain't summer. Sometimes it might feel like, I don't know, but we gonna get to it. But don't be a ditty. That's all I'm saying. Jesus Christ. He said, fuck them kids. Stay in your lane. It's more beneficial for you to stay in your lane than it is to jump into other people's lanes. Because you jump in my lane, you get her all day long, and I don't feel no way about her. Just don't wake the sleeping lion, because you're going to get her. You don't want her. She's not nice. She's a bitch. She's bitchy. She's evil when she wanted to be. She's all of those things, but this really just don't poke the lion. Keep poking the lion and poking the lion, because then eventually she gonna come out. And then you're gonna be like, what did I do? You kept poking a bitch. You want her. She's nice. Hold on. She's nice, sweet, kind, and cuddly and all that good stuff. She is, or at least her. Hey, you big purr. Hey, you big purr. Because if cat is purring, cat is a happy, 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 happy girl. You don't want the first one, though. She equals fuck. And what usually when you hop into other people's lane, when you jump into other people's lanes, is the collision. Who the fuck needs that? I don't need that. You don't need that. I don't need that for you. You don't need that for me. We don't need that for we. So just stay. You're like, that's all I'm saying. Nobody needs a collision. Why? I don't want any more collision. I don't have enough collisions in my life. I don't need any more. Pick and choose your battles wisely. You're going to go through a lot of battles in life. A lot of them. And it's all about picking and choosing your battles wisely. Every battle is not a battle to be fought. Some battles, you just got to let them win. Because you can fight many battles to win the war. But it's kind of hard. If you choose to fight every battle, sub battles, you gotta be like, all right, you got that. You got that. And then live to fight another day to win the war. That's the whole point. Mobb Deep, I told y'all, Lee Prodigy out of y'all conversation. Drake and Future and Metro Boomin. He don't got nothing to do with nothing y'all got going on. But anyway, Mobb Deep told y'all a long time ago that there's a war going on outside and that no man is safe from. They also said you can run, but you can't hide forever in these streets that we done took. You walking with your head down, scared to look, you shook. Ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Leave Prodigy out your mouth. But yeah, pick and choose your battles wisely. Worry about the war, not the battles. Be who you are. Be who you're going to be. Don't let nobody tell you how to be, how you're supposed to do what it is that you do. They can't. It's impossible. How could they know how you're supposed to do what it is that you're supposed to do? Whoa, okay, I didn't know that was sitting there. They don't, and they can't, and so it is what it is. But the point is, be who you are. Be real with yourself. Be real with everybody else, but be who you are. That's the whole point. Y'all got to get out of here. Not that I'm in a rush because we on spring break, but I got to stay in formation. Diddy said, fuck them kids. I'm no more good for the night. Hey, big purr. Diddy said, fuck them kids. And just skated out on them real quick. Like, what kind of shit is that? Okay. I get out of here, y'all. It just messed my head up. Like, did this nigga just run away? He left the kids behind and left them to deal with his bullshit. I feel like he totally did that in some bullshit. Anyway, all right. I will see y'all tomorrow night. Oh, Doc. Reminder, what year are we doing tomorrow? Because I'll be saying stuff and then I pay for it later. What year? I'm hoping to get that little 0.5 blemish off of my situation. make sure y'all tune in tomorrow night for the tap-in. We're going to get in our movie and music bag. And then we're going to do our final exam where I am still the reigning queen. Because the champ is here. Okay, 1999. Oh, we're going to party like it's 1999. So our next final exam coming up is 1999, which is tomorrow night. So make sure y'all are here. Feel free to come through and try to beat me in the final exam. I feel like I'm going to pay for this too, even though 1999. I got to remember what I was doing in 1999. But anyway, so yeah, our final exam is the year 1999. We don't know who the artist is. We don't know where Doc is coming with this final exam. We just got to hope and pray that we pass. We got to cross our fingers and it is what it is. But we about to get out of here, y'all, because I have some stuff I got to do around my household. But I love y'all. Be safe. Stay out of trouble. Doc. No Brazilian man, because I'm not being a Brazilian woman right now. So we got to be on our best behavior. I love y'all and be safe and good night.